The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Real Paranormal Activity, the network. Entertainment you'll enjoy.
You are listening to an RPA production, where people gather. Ladies and gentlemen, RPA is proud to present Aaron's Horror Show with Aaron Frail.
Hi, I'm Orlando Eastwood, director of On the Road, The Search for Bigfoot, and you're listening to Aaron's Horror Show.
You are listening to Aaron's Horror Show, and I'm your host, Aaron Frail. We get to read fiction on the show and talk about some movies, books, you name it. If you like what I do here, please consider supporting the show at patreon.com/AaronFrail. You'll get some books and other cool stuff for your support. Go ahead and also reach out to me at aaronshorrorshow@gmail.com, Aaron Horror Show on Twitter, or Aaron's Horror Show on Facebook. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy.
Welcome to Aaron's Horror Show, and I'm your host, Aaron Frail. I got some more Touristic U Chronicles for you today. All right, so, you know, recap of the story. We're going through some of Grandmark's backstory in this one, and they're being chased by some creatures. So, yeah, that's what you gotta know. Or you could listen to all the episodes of this incredibly long series and come back. And I'm writing more, so hopefully we'll have the third book done before I finish reading these. A gong echoed in the arena. The High Priest of the Seventh Order stood on the platform high above Granork. He banged his ceremonial stone and proclaimed, "Granork of the Drakion Province, son of Baron Viskirk, holder of the Staff of Blood and Light, will commence the 12th Deadly Trial." The Drakion Province platform was full of his brother's usuals as well as beloved Transolara. At least the stake-blood human was not there. Maybe his brother had come to his senses. There were grunts and thumps from the audience. A gong silenced the crowd. Granork was in full ceremonial gear, with a long, billowing cloak flowing behind him. He was wearing lots of fabric and weighted down with jewelry. "I will perform my duty with valor and distinction," Granork called out. The crowd erupted in a roar. The High Priest had to silence them once more. "Let it be known that Granork of the Drakion Province, son of Baron Viskirk, holder of the Staff of Blood and Light, will be judged for his honor under the gaze of the Sun's Sisters. Should they find his heart unworthy, and his tongue full of deceit, may they strike him down, burning his body and soul, so that in the hunting plains of the Beyond Realm, his soul will be marked with his treachery. However, if the Sun Sisters find Granork of the Drakion Province, son of Baron Viskirk, holder of the Staff in Blood and Light, to be true of heart, and speak the oath of honor, may his soul be protected from the Sun and his rule supreme." The crowd shouted in unison as their stones shook the hall. The arena shuddered with the chant they built into a crescendo. At the apex of the cries, the domed ceiling of the stadium opened up to let the daylight inside. Grenor could feel the two suns of Orcanus rain fire on his skin. Orcandus had some of the best heat tolerance for almost any sentient species in the galaxy. When both suns were at their peak, it was punishing. Granork waited for the dome to finish opening on the arena before he began the oath.
I, son of Baron Viskirk, subject of the Drakegern province, holder of the Staff of Blood and Light, seek honor in battle and respect for all warriors or can do and otherwise. The crowd slammed their stones on their table. Granork continued. Under my reign, I will ensure that all Orcandu will be protected from strife, from foreign and domestic tribulations. The ritual continued, with deep thumps punctuating every part of the oath. Meanwhile, the sun's wrath smothered him. About halfway through the proceeding, he began to feel lightheaded and sick to his stomach. He knew the feeling very well. It was the early warning sign of dehydration and heat exhaustion. Granork had known the signs all his life, as most of the planet was internal summer. Even when Orcanus was at the furthest distance from the two stars, when the temperatures should be at their coldest, it was above the point of water freezing. The rain didn't even cool the planet down all that much, because all the moisture would do is bring humidity, which would trap the heat. Today was a particularly bad day, because it rained the night before. However, it still didn't explain why Granork was feeling the oppression of the suns. He had lasted longer in his training sessions under hotter temperatures, and yet his body felt weak. His speech began to slur.
I, son of Baron Viskirk, subject of the Drakegern province, holder of the Staff of Blood and might promise to...
Before Granor could do anything about it, he blacked out and toppled face first into the arena floor. All right. That was it, actually. It's a very short podcast. Very short little chapter, you know. It's a little flashbacks. But I don't want to leave you hanging there. I want to announce, actually, that Time Burrito, my best-selling novel, is now free. Free everywhere. You can go ahead and get it on any platform. So, yeah, you can go to Google Play, type in Time Burrito. You can go to Apple Books, type in Time Burrito. You can go to Kobo, Amazon, type in Time Burrito. It'll be free on all of them. And the, you know, about mid of August, about August 15th to the 20th, roughly speaking, most platforms, I'm not sure I'm going to get to all the platforms, I'm still experimenting with this, but most platforms should have all the sequels for 99 cents. So that's like an entire book, 4-book series for like $3. Not bad. And the first one's free, so, you know, it's like drug dealer of books, I guess, you know. Have a little bit of book, you like it, come back, get the sequels. But yeah, Time Burrito is going to be on all the platforms, so not just Amazon. I'm taking it out of its exclusivity to Amazon, and I'm going to make it free. So yeah, if you want to go ahead and download a copy of Time Burrito and get it for nothing, feel free to do it. You can go do it right now. It's right now permanently free, which means it's free until I decide otherwise, right? So I'm just going nuts here, just making it free. So there you go. That's what I'll give you in exchange for this very short podcast today. But yeah, short ones are good too, right? All right, well, have a good night, and be wary of those two suns. Those sun sisters can be punishing. Have a good night.